You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, Andy Lugar, is here. Now you're telling me about living in London and a ban, which you didn't think we might know, but we both know fairly well, and you were there when they named the ban.
So I lived in Fulham, which is outside of, it's just southwest of Chelsea in London, which was kind of a rundown part of town. Now it's fancy, I'm told.
Yeah.
And I got a flat. I was going to the London School of Economics for the year and studying philosophy. And in the flat were two different bands, one of which became the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah.
And or the P-Furs, as they like to be.
Oh, known. They like that better?
They were friends of mine. Actually, after I left and I came back to the States, they did their first U.S. tour. They did two U.S. tours where we hung out. And then after the third tour, they came back. They were big stars by then. I know most people never heard of them, but they were at their time. And that's when, like, my existence ceased to matter to them. You know, to the first time it was like, Andy, man, we got to tell you. We're like, we got a record. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
We went to the concert. And the second time, Bowie was producing them. And they were, you know, and then the third time, you know, I didn't exist.
Yeah, you were just somebody in the audience.
So it's a part of my history.
All right, let's start fraud here, and then we'll finish on the NVEs. And I want to talk about a topic that we've talked about before, but it comes up a lot, and it's the fraud and those who are Somali who are involved in this. Because whenever I talk about this, I'll get a variety of texts. Some will say, why don't you ever identify everybody? They're from Somalia. We have a Somalian problem in this country, and you run from it. And I don't feel like I do. I feel like I talk about it, but I also want to talk about it where you're presumed innocent, because I get very uncomfortable when I hear people say, well, we just have such a big Somalian problem in this town, and until we deal with that, we're never going to resolve it. Because I have plenty of friends or have interviewed folks or been exposed to people who are from Somalia who are every bit the solid citizens that the three of us are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not going to be naive and say among our fraud issues that Somalians have been a large part of it. So it's a nuanced and fair conversation that as somebody who was in the middle of this for a while, I want to get your thoughts on it.
There is a segment of the community that has decided or did decide to engage in rampant fraud. It's a segment of a community. To damn any one community for something that's happening by a segment is unfair and unwise, and it doesn't solve any problem.
No.
When I was a young prosecutor in Brooklyn, I prosecuted a Greek government-owned bank in the United States that was set up specifically to help expats, Greek Americans living in the United States to launder money back to Greece, where deposits are not taxed, where interest and dividends are not taxed. It was a way of avoiding tax.
Yeah.
We seized $750 million from this bank. Mm. And that's in 1990, when that's a lot of money.
Staggering amount of money.
We then went out and prosecuted dozens of members of the Greek American community who had been avoiding taxes by doing this. It was very much within an ethnic community.
Mm-hmm.
It says nothing about Greek Americans at large, nor did anybody suggest it does. We have people within the Somali community in Minnesota who have been carrying out these frauds. And their defense to any scrutiny up until recently has been, if you're pointing at me, you must be racist. So we exposed that in part when they tried to, when the defendants, seven defendants tried to bribe a juror in the first trial, they had a list. They had an explanation for the juror how to convince everybody to vote not guilty. Three times within that manifesto was, this is a racist prosecution.
Yeah. And I stood up. They had laid it out. Yeah.
They had laid it out, and I stood up and I said, it's time to call this out. If you're being scrutinized for fraud, you don't get to call everybody racist.
Yeah, right.
And we're done with that. And I think, I really actually think we are. I think people get it. It's hard to talk about because
I don't think in the audience it is.
Sadly. Is that right?
Yeah, I really don't.
Well, I will tell people that do not condemn 60,000 or however many people live in Minnesota who are hardworking, love being here, are just as productive as the rest of us.
They're amongst us. They're bankers, lawyers, our neighbors, our friends.
And I made great friends within the Somali community during my first time as U.S. attorney when we were dealing with the ISIS crisis. And people would say the same thing. Oh, we got a problem. There were 15 to 20 young men, mostly 19, 20 years old, who were targeted by ISIS to be recruited. And that doesn't mean an entire community is to blame.
Yeah.
And so you just got to say it straight. I try to say it as straight as I can, mm-hmm. as honestly as I can. And hopefully we're getting to a point where there'll be more cases because there's just more fraud to uncover, but where this is part of the past.
How organized is this? Because I wonder about that part when we're talking about the NVEs and targeting vulnerable. How big is the apparatus where they're trying to bring more people into this? And so, again, I'm not broad brushing all Somalians who are in this state, but who's organizing and how many people are they trying to bring in? And you alluded to this. Are we seeing the end of this, or is this still out there that we don't know if it's the end of this?
It's a little bit of both. Sorry to waver on that. We saw a lot when we were building the Feeding Our Future cases, and now you're seeing more cases that I wish we could have brought way back when, but you just don't have the bodies to do it all. They're going to roll. My prediction is, I don't know because I'm not there anymore, but they'll roll out cases, the autism cases and the housing stabilization cases. That's going to roll out. But what I think the agencies understand, and I think the executive, the governor's office and the legislature understand is, and you know, now there's an inspector general, this has got to stop. And I think everybody agrees on it, and there are ways to make that happen. So I think it'll be – I don't think it'll be the problem going forward it has been, but it's going to take a while to roll out all those cases, so it's going to feel like it's still a problem.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Right. Yesterday, Keith Ellison came on the show on the day he's announcing for re-election, and we had a rather spirited dialogue for about 20 minutes, and fraud was a part of it. And we've covered this before, so please allow me to indulge with some redundancy. For the listener right now who is saying, I feel like that those in powerful positions, including the governor and the attorney general and others, that I'm holding them accountable for this level where right now it seems to be that our state has more fraud in this area than any other state in the country. The attorney general comes back and says, look at all these cases that we have either prosecuted ourselves or we've worked with Andy Luger and others. So for the folks who are mad at those people in positions, in particular Walz and Ellison who are running for reelection and are saying, why should they get another opportunity? What do you say to that audience? Because it's not a small audience.
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, I never try to talk anybody in or out of voting for anybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely hold people accountable and look at their broad base of work. So this, there's no question this happened. Let them explain what they did and didn't do. And you decide, but there's more to the attorney general's office and there's more to the governor's office than this one thing.
Sure.
So, you know, if you're whatever your political leanings are, judge them as a whole. And how did they react to what we uncovered and what we, when I stood up in September of 22 to announce this, what did they do? What did they say? They all expressed support for us and they said, we're going to work with you. We want to work with you. And they did. Everybody asks me all the time, whose fault is this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that simple, but you can. I mean, people can say, I blame this one or that one. I actually look at as lax oversight within agencies and a real emphasis on getting money to needy people because the services are needed.
Right.
And so
we shouldn't lose out on the folks who still absolutely need that money. We have to acknowledge that there was an onslaught of cash, but that doesn't mean we still can't say, why did this happen?
Yeah, and I think that's a fair question. It'll be asked a lot during the campaigns. I try to judge anybody, whether it's, you know, the president, a senator, anybody on a full body of work, not on one thing or another, but other people disagree and then look at their opponent and, you know, can this person do it better? What about this person without hindsight, you know, actually in living it? So I don't see this as this one's to blame, that one's to blame. I think it was a confluence of events. Feeding Our Future also happened during the pandemic, which is, you know, sort of we called it the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have people going out and auditing. The rules were relaxed because you wanted to get food to kids.
Yeah, right.
And people
people forget we're trying to get money to children.
Yeah. And people took advantage of it. Horrendous. They're going to prison. Everybody's cooperating in these investigations. And you had the whole racism sideline to it that made it difficult. I'm not trying to make excuses and I'm not trying to support or build up anybody. Everybody's got their own decision to make. That's how I look at it.
Donald Trump is, it's not even a year since he was elected. I mean, it's crazy. He makes news every single day.
Right.
As a man who's believed in the law for a long, long time, is there anything you want to comment on that concerns you most about this second Trump term?
My issue is everybody's got their own issues. My concern, and I think people, a lot of my friends on the right agree, is with the Department of Justice and the notion of a president saying, go indict this person, go indict that person, go indict that person. Whether those people actually, you know, should be indicted or not, mm-hmm. it undermines the belief that our system is fair.
Yeah.
I was hired
a detachment, right?
Yeah, and just not political, and just based, you know, only the facts, ma'am. And I was hired twice as an assistant U.S. attorney in Brooklyn. I was hired by a Republican appointed U.S. attorney, and here in Minnesota, Tom Heffelfinger hired me. He was a Republican. Nobody ever asked me a political question. Nobody ever asked me the entire time I worked at both offices. And then when I was U.S. attorney, I never talked politics with people. Mm-hmm. It was just cases.
Yeah.
And if they happened to be against a Democratic politician or a Republican politician, we didn't take that into account. That's where I want us to be, and that's where I think we need to be to have faith in our system of justice, which is very, very near and dear to my heart.
Let's finish on NVEs, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Do we know how involved they are in this state?
I don't.
Yeah.
Somebody does.
Yeah.
I don't yet. The analysts, the independent non-law enforcement analysts who I talk to are studying, and they study the manifestos, and they compare language, and they – so we don't – I don't know. What I know is this. This is something that people far more involved than I am are concerned about, and are concerned that if we just kind of let it keep going, it's going to keep growing, and we're going to see more, not less, you know, sort of isolated violence. And we need to address it.
If people want to pay more attention to this, how can they do that?
I think one way to do it is to go read some of the reports from some of the people that I've been talking about. And they're at different, you know, extremism institutes that study extremism. Read for yourself. Go online and you know, NVE violence. You won't get the sites themselves.
You don't want that.
But you'll get the research reports, and they explain, you know, what watch people die and what no lives matter means. And they'll give you they constantly update what they're seeing. I'm going to be convening a group of them with some public health experts, educators, and others to talk about ways that we might address this as a society, not so much law enforcement. And when we have something to talk about from those sessions, I'm happy to talk about it, Chad.
Thank you so much. He is not a good guest. He's not a great guest. He's a tremendous guest. He's Andy Luger. He's great as always. I appreciate the time. Let's pause. Come back with more on CCO.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.